Such a disturbing story. And joining us now live in studio is Prince George's County Executive Rusher and Baker. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, like us,
are alarmed to see something like this. What do you make of it?
Well, first of all, we're very disturbed about what's happening. My sympathy goes out to the families of these victims. I had all three of my children went to Suitland High School, and my youngest just graduated last year, so I know what the students there must be going through. Certainly, we're disturbed and alarmed in the county. Our police department is doing everything they can to make sure we make quick arrests on these cases and that we close them. I had a conversation with our state's attorney this morning, Angela Alsobrook, actually text back and forth last night, and I talked to her this morning, and she's prepared to go ahead and make sure that these people are brought to justice. But it once again signals that we need to do more. We can't arrest our way out of these problems. We can't prosecute our way out of them. And that's why we started the Transforming Neighborhoods Initiative, so that we could go in there with a holistic approach and make sure that our young people, because these are our young people killing each other, looking each other in the face and shooting at each other, and we've got to do something about that.
It is crazy. Is there a change that can be made at schools that will matter?
I think it's a process of working with the schools. Certainly, we're talking to the superintendent right now about putting – we've got police officers in the schools today, but we're putting more of our police officers in there as resource officers, working with the security at the schools, working with the state's attorney's office and working with our police department. But what it's going to require is we also have to go outside of the schools into these families.
Right.
We need more involvement with what's going on in the home life of these individuals. We need to make sure there are job opportunities. When we talk about this initiative we started last year called Transforming Neighborhoods Initiative, it was about changing the entire environment there. And that is looking at health disparities, looking at job opportunities, looking at looking at transportation, looking at everything that goes into quality of life. We've got to now go in there and make sure that we're providing jobs for our kids during the summer.
Mm-hmm. You know, you said before you cannot arrest your way out of this, but in New York, they have come up with different policing ideas that they've used in certain neighborhoods where this was a problem, and they've had phenomenal success in being able to reduce the amount of violence by, at least in targeted areas, increasing the police presence. Do you foresee doing anything like that?
Well, we've actually done it. And overall, crime is down in Prince George's County. That's the first thing I want people to know, that overall crime is down and violent crime is down in Prince George's County. What we're now seeing in last year, homicides in Prince George's County were down 33%, the largest reduction in the entire nation. But what we're seeing lately is our young people. So that means it has to be more than just what the police are doing. It has to be us reaching out there, getting psychological counseling to our kids, having job opportunities. Those things are what we need to do in order to turn this around. That's why just policing is not going to be by itself. It's got to be the other things that go into the quality of life.
And you probably more than most hear it in line at the supermarket or at the store or even see it in social media. It freaks people out when it's young people.
It does. I mean, it touches me. I have young adults, although they don't like me to call them kids, they're my kids. And these are my kids. These are some kids who, some students at Suitland who were killed mm-hmm. that probably my daughter knew. So it touches us and we're disturbed by it. But our commitment has to be doing something so that the next young person isn't killed.
What do you say to those people who are asking the question today, is it safe to raise a family in Prince George's County?
It is absolutely safe. As I said before, overall, crime is down in Prince George's County. Homicides were down the lowest in the nation. Robberies are down in Prince George's County. Our police department, our state's attorney is doing a great job. We're closing cases at a faster rate than we did last year. So we're closing these cases, and we're getting prosecution. The next step is, and that's why we've got to be committed to the long haul, and that is changing these neighborhoods for the better, making sure that the quality of life in each and every one of these neighborhoods where we see this happening, that we change it around. Overall, if you look at the homicides that have taken place, they weren't random acts. They were people who knew each other. In most cases, they were young people who knew each other. So we've got to change that.
Well, good luck. Get these bad guys as fast as you can. We're looking forward to you doing that.
Thank you. Thank you
for having me. Prince George's County Executive Rusher and Baker, thanks for being with us.